ban smacking without delay. That's the call from the Human Rights Commission. The law in Northern Ireland, as it is in the rest of the UK, is that parents should not be criminalised for giving a mild smack. The Chief Commissioner here, Professor Les Allenby, says urgent action must be taken. He's with us now. Good morning to you, Les.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. Sorry for keeping you.
You're okay.
So spell this out for us. Urgent action on what? Why is it so urgent?
Well, our starting point to this is the United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child, which has been signed up to the UK government. And what the convention says, among other things, is that children have a right to be protected from being hurt and mistreated physically and mentally, and children should be protected from abuse, violence, and neglect by their parents and their carers. So our starting point is that the international standards signed up to the UK is that children should have a right to a violence-free upbringing. Now, you're quite right, the UK...
Are you loading this, suggesting a mild smack is violence?
No, I think what we're starting from is a position of recognising the difficulty... And we did a piece of work this week with children and young people about their views on this. And what came across very clearly was the ambiguity of the legal position, which is that it's a defence in Northern Ireland of what's called reasonable chastisement of a child to a charge of an assault. So if you're charged with assaulting a child, and that's a serious charge, what is reasonable chastisement? I don't think anybody is suggesting that a mild smack that has no impact, doesn't hurt a child, should be criminalised in that sense. The issue here is nobody is clear what that is. There are lots of other ways to positively parent children. Recognise how difficult that is. 44 countries across the world, including most of the members of the European Union, have now banned smacking. And what they have done in other countries, Sweden, for example, is a good example, they have a campaign to look at positive parenting training alternatives. We shouldn't desensitise our children to the violence by using smacking.
But do you call a parent giving a child a light smack in the bum violence?
Well, no, I wouldn't refer to that as violence. The difficulty with this issue is if you decide to punish a child, an adult punishes a child by using of physical force, in whatever way that is, you as a parent or I as a parent might well be entirely in control when I do it. I might be angry and frustrated myself. And what starts as an intention to give a light smack may not end up being that way. And we don't think it's a necessary way to discipline a child.
Well, you don't, but some parents might, and it's their children.
I understand that entirely. I wouldn't want to demonise children. But, for example...
Well, it wouldn't be children you're demonising. It would be parents you would be demonising.
Stephen, you and me could be out this evening somewhere and my behaviour could be annoying you or vice versa or whatever. I'm not allowed to reasonably chastise you physically. We manage to survive a world in adults where we don't expect you to use physical force.
But children are different.
Children are different in as much as, yes, children need clear boundaries. They need to be taught the difference between right and wrong. You don't need to use physical force in order to do that. And the UN Committee on the Convention on the Rights of the Child 7 years ago said that it's time that the UK looked again at this law.
Has Stormont Les got a position in this? I actually don't know what it is, which is why I'm asking you.
Yeah, no, the UK government as a whole and the government at Westminster have looked at this. The Labour government looked at it in 2007. It's been looked at again. There's certainly currently no intention to make any changes. As best as I can remember, I don't think it's been high on the list of issues at Stormont, but there's currently no provision for doing something about this. Although, interestingly, in Ireland, after a very critical report on the convention, one of the UN conventions, are now looking quite actively at this. So there are movements in Ireland. There are a number of countries who've banned smacking, Sweden, Finland, Germany, for example, in South America, Argentina, Uruguay, Brazil. In Africa, there are countries, including the newest country, in the UN family, South Sudan. So this is a increasingly children can be brought up in many, many countries without the use of physical force.
Obviously, we're going to talk, and our calls are coming in now on smacking. That will be the focus of our phone in this morning, 0845 955 678. Just while you're with us, I was looking through other stuff in this report, Les.
Yep.
You want to increase the minimum age of criminal responsibility from 10 to at least 12.
Yes, that's right. Again, that follows a recommendation made by the committee on the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child 7 years ago, and we haven't made any movement on that.
There's some 10 and 11-year-olds that know what they're doing, do you not think?
Well, it's very different. 10 and 11-year-olds can vary in terms of their age of maturity. The position for us is that putting people through the criminal justice system, we're not suggesting, again, that a 10 or 11-year-old who behaves very badly and breaks the law shouldn't be held accountable, but we can find ways of doing that that are not through a youth justice system that are not about putting children through through criminal justice procedures. It's not appropriate.
So what's your view if there's an 11-year-old, I don't know, out in one of these Northern Ireland riots, throwing a brick at a police officer?
Then there should be an alternative system that deals with that, that is not about criminalising.
Why not?
Somebody on the basis that a 10 or 11-year-old is likely to be very impressionable, is likely to have been influenced by others. I think there's a very clear distinction between how a 10 or 11-year-old, for example, behaves and it should be held to account than, let's say, a 20 or a 21-year-old or a 40 or a 41-year-old. We are looking at a position of a different order here.
Yeah, and you say at least 12, but you think 12's the right age, do you?
Well,
because you could easily say a 12-year-old is impressionable, and I understand you've got to draw a line somewhere.
Well, there does have to be a line drawn somewhere. The Youth Justice Review in 2011 in Northern Ireland suggested that it should move to 12 as a stepping stone to aged 14. We have in the past. The age of criminal responsibility has gone down over the years. It used to be considerably older than it was. We think it's a starting point to get to at least age 12.
I just guess there might be some people thinking to themselves this morning, if you got your way, therefore, Les, and the age of criminal responsibility was increased to at least 12 years of age, that means the likes of the killers of Jamie Bulger, who were both 10 years of age, would not have been deemed criminals.
But they would have been put through, they still would have been put through a justice system. They would still have been held to account, and they still would have been in, and that's clearly a very, very unusual set of circumstances. But I'm not trying to deny that in an extreme case of such as that, that there should not be a proper process. It's not the criminal justice system. And hard cases make bad law, they say. And
Can I just clarify one thing? Did you just say that you think the age of 12 should be a stepping stone towards 14?
What I'm saying is the Youth Justice Review made that point, that 12 would, it should have moved to 12 with a view to eventually looking at the age of 14.
Yeah, but what do you think?
Well, I don't know that the Commission has a position beyond the issue of at least age 12.
But do you believe that age 12 is right, or would you prefer 14?
If you're asking me personally, as a citizen, as opposed to in my position as the Chief Commissioner on Human Rights, because obviously I'm one of a number of commissioners, but my personal view is that the Youth Justice Review recommendation was a pretty good one, yes.
14 is the right age?
I think let's start by getting to 12. I think we would find that the earth will not stop turning, and let's see where that goes from there.
But you think personally 14 is the right age?
From my personal view, yes.
Okay. Les, thank you very much indeed. Thank you, sir. That's the Human Rights Chief Commissioner for Northern Ireland, Les Allenby. There's lots in there for us to talk about this morning, isn't there?